Tonight's year in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, we are up to Siv Zayin. The last word on page 184. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, "In Ta'a v'lo hiskir b'ashal Rosh Chodesh." If a person made a mistake in benching and he did not mention Yalviyavo for Rosh Chodesh, bein bayom, bein balayla, whether it is benching the night of Rosh Chodesh or the day of Rosh Chodesh, Omer Baruch Shenosan Rosh Echadoshim La'amal Yisrael Zikaron. Again, he puts in the bracha that we've been discussing by Shabbos and Yontef, a similar bracha for Rosh Chodesh, Ve'eno Chosein Ba, but he does not end off with a baruch like he did by Shabbos and Yontef. For Rosh Chodesh, you will not end off with a baruch. Like we discussed in the previous sif, this only is true that you could say this bracha when you remember your mistake before you get to the bracha v'atov v'amitiv, before you started it. But if you do not remember that you forgot Yalav Yavo until you already started the bracha v'atov v'amitiv, Eino chozer, then you will not go back for Yalav Yavo of Rosh Chodesh, mipnei she'eino chayev le'echol pas. Because you are not required to eat bread, kedeshi eschayev levarach birchas hamazon, which would require you to bench on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, since you're not required to eat bread, and therefore not required to bench, if you don't eat bread, therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to go back. The Chol HaMoed dino ki Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed has the same din as Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah then writes, V'efshar demikomakom yesh la'omro besol shar harachamon. It could be that you could say it later on in benching by the harachamons. Kemoshin esbar le'el besosim and kuf pei zayin gabe alanisim. Just like we said by alanisim, if you forget alanisim, you could say it later on in one of the harachamons. It's possible that you could say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed later on the harachamons as well. And then the Ramah says, V'ulay yesh l'chalik. Maybe we can make a chilik between alanisim and Yalav Yavo. Since in Yalav Yavo we have the Shem Hashem as opposed to Alanisim, you shouldn't say Shem Shemayim Levatola, and therefore maybe you shouldn't say Yalav Yavo later on in the Rachmans. And Kain Nirali, that's how it appears to me, says the Ramah, that you would not say it later. And that is the Minug. Let's stop here for now and go back and see the Mishaburah and some Bir Halachas. So the first point we said was, if a person mistakenly forgets to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, whether it is daytime or it is nighttime. So if we look first in the Bir Halacha on page Tzadi Gimel, the last skinny line, he writes, "Tivramaskel bein balayla v'af agav delagabe tefila." Even though when it comes to davening on Rosh Chodesh, Kai Malon, we hold the Ein Malzirin also im Shachach Yalav Yavo belel Rosh Chodesh. As we know, we hold that since Ein Lakashin is a Chodesh Balayla, if you forget Yalav Yavo in Shmon Esrei Amariv on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. But Hani Mili Lahachzir, that's only in terms of not going back. Aval Lahosif Bracha Afilu Balayla Nami. But when it comes to benching, we're discussing adding an additional bracha in place of Yalav Yavo, that we would do. So he's just pointing out that when the Mechaber says Beim Beyom Beim Alayla, the reason for that is because one might think that benching would be different and you wouldn't say this bracha, just like by Shmon Esrei of Maariv, if you get Yalav Yavo, you don't go back, because Ein Mekashin is Chodesh Balayla. But he says the Gabi benching, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you would say this bracha even at night of Rosh Chodesh. Let's pick up with the Mishabura in Sivkaton Chav Hei. So we said that the bracha that you say on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yavo, is Baruch Shenosan Rosh Echadoshim La'amo Yisrael Lizikarum. So the Mishabura writes in Sivkaton Chav Hei, Omer Baruch Shenosan, I am Bibir Alocha, Shebirarnu B'Shem Rov HaPoskim Digam Osa Tzarech Lomar B'Shem Umalchus. We'll see in the Bir Alocha, we'll see it in a moment, that most poskim say that you say this bracha as well as Shem Umalchus, even though the Mechaber, when he brings it down by Shabbos and Yontef, which we had last night, in Sevav, he mentions the Shem Hashem. Here he just says Baruch Shenosan, but it's Lav Dafka, you actually would say, according to most poskim, the Shem Umalchus. Not necessarily the Mechaber, but according to most poskim, I shouldn't say the Mechaber is Lav Dafka, but most poskim argue and say that you would say the Shem Hashem. If you look down in the Bir Halacha, we'll just see one line of the Bir Halacha, but in the second wide line, Omer Baruch Shenosan, he says, I am B'Shai Tshuva B'Shem HaBirke Yosef. And they're the ones, if you look there, that say that you should say it without the Shem HaMalchus. V'chein Mestapik HaPrim V'Godim Ayin Shom. Omnam Ledina, however, Halacha L'maisa Niridi Yesh Lismoch Ahani Rabvasa D'Kosvu B'Hedya D'Apsicha Tzarech Lios B'Shem HaMalchus. But it appears to be Halacha L'maisa, says the Chavetz Chaim, that one should rely on those poskim that say explicitly that the psicha is with the Shem Malchus, and then he goes on to list a whole bunch of poskim that say that you should say the Shem Malchus, and that's how he points out in the Mishnah Berurah that even though the Mechaber doesn't seem to say the Shem Malchus, the Mishnah Berurah says that one would say the Shem Malchus on Rosh Chodesh by this extra bracha, just like he does on Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkaton Chavav. Sifkat Nachafav is going that which the Mechaber says that if you don't realize that you forgot Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh until after you started the bracha of Atova Metiv, you do not go back. Mipnei, the Mechaber said, Mipnei she'eno chayav le'achol pas k'deil she'es chayav le'varach b'chaz ha'mazon. Since you don't have to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, which would require a benching, therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, you would not go back once you started the bracha of Atova Metiv. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Zevkaton Chavav, Didavka b'Shabbos u'v'yom tov shemuchuyev le'echo davka pas. Specifically when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, when you are required to eat specifically bread, v'imkein, if so, chiyo b'rchas ha'mozon kavuahu b'yomim ha'ela. So therefore the chiyo b'rchas ha'mozon is set, since it's a chiyo to eat bread, the chiyo b'rchas ha'mozon is set on these days. Lochein tokinu rabbanan le'ikuva gamkein lahazkir shom me'en ha'ma'ora. Therefore, Chazal is misakin that it's ma'akev if you don't say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo on these days, since you're absolutely required to eat bread, and Mamela there's an absolute requirement to bench. Ukamo batfila, just like by davening, you have to go back if you forget Yalav Yavo. So too, on Shabbos and Yontif, if you get Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, you would have to go back because bread is required. Aval b'Rosh Chodesh, but when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, afal gav she'osr lehisanos bo. Even though it is true that one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, mikomakom einu mechuyev le'echo davka pas. However, one is not required to eat specifically bread. V'imkein ein chiyav birchas hamazon kavua bo. And therefore, the chiyav of birchas hamazon is not so set on Rosh Chodesh. U'lahachi lo tiknu chachomim haskaras bein ha-ma'ora shelo li'ikuva b'birchas hamazon. And therefore, Chazal was not misakin that the me'en ha-ma'ora, the yalviyav on Rosh Chodesh, would be ma'akiv in benching. The Alkane, therefore, im shokach ein tzarech lachzor. Therefore, if one forgets Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and benching, he does not have to go back. The cause of Amogin Avram, dehu adin biyom tov, yoser misuda achas bayom v'suda achas balaylo shemuchuyev lecho. The Magen Avram says, what we're saying over here by Rosh Chodesh, the same din would apply by Yontif once you go beyond the two required sudos. Once you go beyond the suda one at night and one during the day, the same din will apply im achal if you ate another suda. V'shachach lahaskir me'ein ha'ma'ora b'birchas ha'mazon, and if you forgot to say yalav yavo in benching, eino tzarech lachzor k'mo b'Rosh Chodesh, you would not have to go back, just like on Rosh Chodesh. Im lo kishalo achal ha'suda b'laylo shemuchuyev lecho b'yom shtayim. Unless the case was that you forgot to eat a suda at night, or for whatever reason you didn't eat a suda at night, in which case you're required to eat two sudas during the day. In that case, the two sudas in the day are considered required sudos, and then you'd have to go back for Yalav Yavo by both sudas during the day on Yontif. Kidlakamon misimin tov kuf chavtes v'mishibur sevkaton yud gimel. Da'oz afilu besuda shniyah chozer. In that case, you would have to go back for the second suda as well. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that the same way on Rosh Chodesh, bread is not required, and therefore you don't have to go back if you forget Yalav Yavo. And as we'll see, the Mechaber told us as well, Chol Hamoed is the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah adds on that Yontif is also the same way. Once you go beyond the required sudas of one at night and one during the day, or if you didn't eat a suda at night, you have two required sudas during the day, so beyond that, where you're not required to eat bread, if you do eat bread and you forget Yalav Yavo, you would not have to go back. Let's pause here and see a few very interesting notes.
He doesn't have to say the bracha either.
I didn't say that. Because by Rosh Chodesh, if you forget it and you're able to say the bracha, you do say the bracha.
Right.
Without a chasima.
Right.
If you go beyond the opportunity to say the bracha, you start out Atalam Eitiv, then you won't go back. The same thing would apply l'chora when you come to Yontif and Chol Hamoed as well. Let's see note number 19. Note number 19 is going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that on Shabbos and Yontif, the Chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon is set, and therefore it's ma'akev to say Yalav Yavo, and if you forget it, you have to go back. So says note number 19. He brings it to Akiva Eger. What about when it comes to an Isha? The Isha sheshokach aloma ritzei b'Birchas HaMazon shel Shabbos. We said a man, if he forgets ritzei on Shabbos, he must go back and repeat benching. What about a woman? So Akiva Eger writes, shetzricha lachzor levarach b'Birchas HaMazon, a woman also on Shabbos would have to go back. Kevon shegam noshim chayovos v'sudos haShabbos. Women are chayav just like men in all mitzvahs of Shabbos, zocha v'shomer, and therefore they're just like men. They would have to go back if they forget to say ritzei. Avol, however, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Im shachacha b'yom tov lomar yalav yavo. If a woman forgets to say yalav yavo on yontif, eino chozeres. A woman would not go back for yalav yavo. Kevon shemitzvas oneg yom tov, he mitzvas asei shazman grama. Since the mitzvah of oneg yontif, of having a suda on yontif, is a mitzvah asei shazman grama, and therefore women are pater vein aisha chayeves ba. Chutz milel rishon de pesach mishum shehi chayeves ba achilas matzah. In other words, the first night of Pesach, Achilas Matzah, even though it's also a mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, women are chayiv because we went out from Chametz to Matzah, and so too on Shabbos is also a mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, but women are chayiv because we went out Zachav HaShamor. Therefore, on Shabbos and on the first night of Pesach, when women have a chiyuv, so then they're like men, if they forget Yalav Yavo, or it's say on Shabbos, they would have to go back. However, on a regular Yontif, so women are pater from the mitzvah of Oneg Yontif, and therefore, if they forget Yalav Yavo, they would not have to go back and repeat benching. Ubir b'shal and shuv b'shevet Alevi, the Shevet Alevi explains, Sha'af im noshim chayovos b'mitzvah simchas yomtov, even if women are chayiv in the mitzvah simchas yomtov, mikomokom ein hein chayovos lecho pasmach masmet. Simchas yomtov doesn't require them to eat bread, Sharei gamba chola moed yesh mitzvah simcha. Because on chola moed is also a mitzvah simcha. V'afal pikein anunoktim she'en chiyuv le'achol pas. And we hope that even though on chola moed is a mitzvah simcha, you don't have to eat bread, and therefore, even if you say they have a mitzvah of simcha, it wouldn't require bread, and therefore, he sticks with the Rabbi Kiveger that if women forget to say Yalav Yavo on Yontif, they would not have to go back and repeat benching. Then we said in the Mishnah Berurah that on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's Asur to fast, L'maisa there's no chiyuv to eat bread, and therefore the chiyuv Birkas HaMazon is not so kavua. So if you look at note 20, he points out an interesting question that is asked. V'afal pi sh'l'achar sh'ochal kvar neschaya b'Birkas HaMazon. But L'maisa, even if it's Rosh Chodesh, and you're not required to eat bread that requires benching, but L'maisa you ate bread. You ate a suda, and once you eat the suda, you're now absolutely required me the araisa to bench Birkas HaMazon. So who cares that you weren't required to eat the suda? You still have a chiyuv Birkas HaMazon. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains, Shekevon shela'achar shebirech yotzei yidei chavaso. Since after you benched, without Yalav Yavo, you already yotzei your chiyuv. Sheri kvar hodel HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMazon. You already thanked Hashem for the food that He gave you. Mishum kach afal pishul hisker Yalav Yavo enu chayev lachzor v'lahodos. Therefore, even though you forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you would not have to go back. Masha ein kein b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, which is not so by Shabbos and Yom Tov, sheyesh b'hem chov alechol, there where there's a chiyuv to eat bread, lefikach nechsheves birchas hamazon kemo tfila hamuchuyeves. Therefore, benching is viewed like tfila that's required, shechayovim lachzor b'larosh. They made the benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov where the bread is required into a tefillah. The same way in tefillah, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to go back. So too, specifically on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you forget Ritzin Yalav Yavo, we view the suda and the benching like a tefillah you have to go back for. Masha'ekin and Rosh Chodesh, they never made the benching to be like a tefillah that you require the Me'ina Ma'ora. So if you get the Me'ina Ma'ora, you still were Yotze already, you're Chiv Daraisa benching, you just missed out on the Me'ina Ma'ora. In that case, the Me'ina Ma'ora is not viewed as seriously as on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore it would not require you to go back. Then we said in the Mishnah Berurah at the very end that on Yom Tov, the first two sudos, one at night and one during the day, are absolutely required, and therefore you'd have to go back for Yalav Yavo. Beyond that, it's only optional, you wouldn't have to go back. Adds the Mishnah Berurah, and if you didn't have a suda at night where you're required to have two sudas during the day, so those two sudas you'd have to go back for Yalav Yavo, and beyond that, you would not have to go back. So if you look at note 21, you see a very interesting thing. Chara stir in the Mishnah Berurah, Omnam lagabi mishalo ochal su'udas lel Shabbos. When it comes to a person on Shabbos, where we know we're supposed to have three sudos, a person did not eat a suda on Friday night. So kosav lekamon b'shem ha'shari tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Shabbos, b'shem ha'shari tshuva, she'af al pi she'tzorech lechol shalosh su'udos bayom. Now you're required to eat three sudos during the day. Mikomokom im shochach loma ritzei besuda hashniya. If a person forgot to say ritzei in the second suda, mitzadim ha'achronim shelo yachzor v'yavarech. The achronim have a tzad over there that you don't go back and repeat benching. So that's really, it's different achronim. It's machlokes d'achronim, but the Mishnah Berurah takes on the two sides. Over here in Hilchos Yom Tov, he says if you miss, if you miss the Suda Yontif night, and now you have two Sudas during the day, so those are both viewed as required Sudas that require you to go back. But on Shabbos, he takes on that if you miss the Suda Friday night, which now requires three Sudas during the day, the second Suda, which really would be, normally would be the Shal Shudas, which wouldn't require you to go back, that will be a Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow night's year. But the Mishnah Berurah says over there that if you miss the Suda Friday night, you're having three Sudas during the day, even the second Suda, you wouldn't have to go back. It's exactly the opposite of what we're saying over here. It's a Machlokes HaPoskim, but the Mishnah Berurah over here says one way, and the Mishnah Berurah over there brings the Shaar Tshuva the other way. Ubetam Deyazu Kosav HaMachzik Bracha, the Machzik Bracha explains, what's the Pshat Hilchos Shabbos, that you wouldn't go back for the second Suda? She'ikir chiyuv ha-su'udos b'shabbos hu achas b'layla v'achas b'yom. The ikir chiyuv of Suda on Shabbos is one a night and one during the day. K'derech habrios lecho b'chol yom, like most normal people eat every day, one Suda at night, one Suda during the day. V'nimchus ha-su'uda ha-shniya she'yocho b'yom dino k'suda shlishis. And therefore the second Suda that you eat during the day, which is beyond what most people normally do on a regular basis, that has a din of shal shudas, she'kein bo acharei she'kvar sod b'oso yom. That's already considered after you had your Suda for the day, and therefore it's not considered a Suda that's required, even though it is required, and you wouldn't go back for Brachas HaMazon if you forgot Ritzei. Now the next part of the note brings a very interesting psak from Moshe Feinstein. But you could say the same thing by Yontif, the only thing is that they're explaining by Shabbos, so by Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah takes on by other poskim, but L'chora, they would say the same thing over here. L'chora, it's a machlokas. Let's say you have a person who is sick who needs to eat a suda before davening. And in benching, he forgot to say Ritzei or Yal Aviyavo. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, She'eino tzorech lachzor. In the suda before davening, he doesn't have to go back. She'kevon she'ein zeh zman achila. Since this is not really a zman achila, you're not supposed to eat before davening. He just is allowed to eat because he's sick. So you don't go back. This achila is not considered a suda Shabbos, and therefore you would not go back if you forgot Ritzei or Yal Aviyavo. Od Kosav Shama Moshe says further, and it follows from this, Ulufize, according to this, Im Omar HaChola Ritzei, if the Chola did say Ritzei in the first suda before davening, Ubesuda Shala'achar Mikain, and in the next suda after davening, Shochach La'omru, he forgot to say Ritzei, Mikomakom tzarach lachzor levarich. In that case, he would have to go back to bench. The ain't suda zunech sheves kasuda shlishes she ain't tzarach lachzor bo. We would not view this second suda of the day like a regular shalashudas. Normally, by shalashudas, as we'll see, you don't go back if you forget ritzei. Certainly not yalvi avo. You wouldn't go back if you forget ritzei. But over here says Rav Moshe, since I'm telling you the first Suda before davening doesn't count as a real Suda, and you don't go back for Ritzei over there, so the second Suda which you're having after the Suda is really like your first Suda, and Mamela, you would have to go back for Ritzei in the Suda after davening. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sefkaton Chav Zayin. That's going on the last point the Mechaber told us so far, and that was that Chol HaMoed has the same did as Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkaton Chav Zayim, V'chol HaMoed dino k'Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed like Rosh Chodesh. Le'inyon she'ein tzarech lachzor, l'gabi this din, that if you forgot to say Yal Aviyavo and Chol HaMoed, and you already said the Baruch of Atola Meitiv, you began too much, you don't go back. V'hu adin le'inyon she'im nizkar kodim she'hiskla Atova Meitiv, and so too, and Chol HaMoed would be like Rosh Chodesh, that if you realize your mistake before you start Atova Meitiv, Omer, you would say a special bracha, and that bracha is as follows. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, shenosan mo'adim li'amo Yisrael l'sason u'lesimcha, ve'eino chosim kemo b'Rosh Chodesh. And you wouldn't finish off with an ending bracha similar to Rosh Chodesh, not like Shabbos and Yontif. Now the Shaar Tzion over here in Os Yuteh says, the Girsa that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is, Shenosan mo'adim le'amo Yisrael l'sosan u'l'simcha. Says the Shaar Tzion, Kei mashem u'mogin giborim. That is the mashmosh of the mogin giborim. U'kemo she'omrim b'tfilas musaf, similar to a lashon that we say in the davening of musaf on Chol HaMoed. O she'yomar, or you could say, yomim kedoshim. Instead of mo'adim, you could say yomim kedoshim. U'kemo she'kosvu shari achorim, like other achorim say. Aval lo yomar yomim tovim. But if it's Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't put in that bracha yomim tovim, because Chol HaMoed is not viewed as a yontif. And if you look at note 22, he says we see a similar thing in the Mishnah Berurah later on. Ukein ze kosav Mishnah Berurah lekamon she'ein lomar b'Chol HaMoed harachmon u'yanchilenu yom shekulo tov. At the Edom benching, we have a special harachmon that we say on yontif, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins later that you should not say this special harachmon of yontif on Chol HaMoed. Mishum she'ein yomtov, it's not a yontif. Urei Beis Meir Shetala Zos B'deos Aposkim Ulin Anachas Tefillin B'Chol HaMoed. The Beis Meir says, saying this Arachim would depend if you wear Tefillin B'Chol HaMoed or not. If you wear Tefillin, so you're making a Chol, and therefore you wouldn't say it. If you don't wear Tefillin, it's more like a Yontif, and then you would be able to say it. That's just an interesting point that connects to this Sha'arat Zion over here. The next point that we'll see before we go weiter is one more Bir Halacha, and that is on the Ramah. There's no Mishnah Berurah, there's just a Bir Halacha. Let's review what the Ramah told us. The Ramah said that it could be that even though you're not going to go back for Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, it could be you should say it later on in benching by the Harachamans, like we say by Alanisim. And then the Ramah says, but Ula Yesh L'Chalik, maybe we should be Mechalik, because since in Yalav Yavo there are Haskara Shemos, we mentioned Hashem's name, Ein La'amru L'Vatala. Then he says, Kei Nirali V'chein Ohagim. Says the Bir Halacha, the last line on Tzadi Gimel. I am the Magen Avram Shetom Alze. The Magen Avram is bewildered by this. Dechi Aser Lomar Tachanunim Sheyesh V'Maskara Shemos. What, you're not allowed to say Tachanunim, that is the Shem Hashem? Look at the end of benching. We have Tachanunim, we have tons of Shem of Hashem. So what do you mean? Rather, says Ramah, you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say it as a Shem Hashem. We're allowed to say Tachanunim with the Shem Hashem. Continues the Bir Halacha on the next page. V'davka bracha levatala aser. The only thing you're not allowed to do with the Shem Hashem is a bracha levatala. Tachanunim, you're allowed to say with the Shem Hashem. We do it all the time. V'ra'isi b'sefer b'gde yesha shem yashva. The b'gde yesha answers and says, D'bikan gabe yala v'yavu shekavanoso b'ze losas yidei chiyuv bracha. In this case, where you're saying yala v'yavu by the tachanunim later, and you're coming to be yotze your chiyuv bracha, gara, it's much worse. And in that case, it would be a bracha levatala. In other words, normally just saying tachanunim with the Shem Hashem is not a problem of saying motzi Shem Shema levatala, that's allowed. But over here where you're doing it, and your kavanah is to be yotze, your chiyah bracha, so that makes it stronger, and it makes it more like a bracha, and that would be a chshash of a bracha levatala. If you look at note number 27 over here, across from 186, he writes, now we see the Mishnah Berurah saying differently somewhere else. Here he's saying, again, that if you're saying Yalav Yavo, B'toras Chi of Bracha, so it could be a Chshash of a Bracha Levatala. But Omnam L'gabi Chola Ha'ochel B'Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to a sick person who's eating on Yom Kippur, Kosov B'Sharat Zion L'Kamon, Sharat Zion tells us later on, in Hochas Yom Kippur, She'Ritzei V'Yalav Yavo Einon Elo B'Koshos Ba'Alma. That Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, they're only B'Koshos. V'Ein B'Amirosom Chshash Bracha Levatala. Says the Chofetz Chaim over there, on Yom Kippur, if a chola is eating, you can say it's saying Yalav Yavo, it's not a problem. It's only a bakasha ba'alma, and therefore it's not a problem, bracha levatala. We just said over here, the Chofetz Chaim just told us over here, that you can't say it later on by the Rachman, they're a shameless, because since you're doing it as a chi of bracha, that is considered a bracha levatala. Here he says explicitly, it's not a bracha levatala. It's only a bakasha ba'alma. But we said before, a bakasha ba'alma is a bracha levatala. So it seems to be a stira in the Chofetz Chaim. Answers Hagon Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shekevan Shesham Hasafik Hushema Chayav Achola Lomer Yalav Yavo. Since over there by Yom Kippur, the Safik is that really maybe Be'etzim is Chayav to say Yalav Yavo in the proper place. Lachain Echriya Laomra B'mekomo Derech Bakasha. Therefore, the Achra of the Chavetz Chaim is that you should in fact say it in the proper place, but Derech Bakasha, because maybe you're Chayav, maybe you're not Chayav, still in Safik, you should say it in the proper place. Masha'enkein. Benidon didon, which is not the case over here in the Bir Halacha, sheshachach laomro b'mekomo. Over here, you forgot to say it in its place. V'yeshlodon im laomro shalob b'mekomo. And here we're claiming that you should say it not in the place. In other words, we know you're yotze if you forget Yalav Yavo altogether. You're yotze, so there's no absolute chiyuv of Yalav Yavo over here. And it's a suffix, should you put it in the place where it's not the proper place or not? So there, the Chofetz Chaim says to put it in b'toras bracha over there, even as a bakasha, that could be a problem of bracha levatala. But in the case of a chola on Yom Kippur, it's a suffix, should he say it, should he not say it? So the eitzah is to say it in the proper place of the bakasha, that would not be a problem of a suffix of a bracha levatala. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Back to page Tzadi Gimel, the last line. The imchal rosh chodesh b'shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh was out on Shabbos, till now we discuss Shabbos alone, Rosh Chodesh alone, now we discuss Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. V'hizkir shel Shabbos, v'lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh. You said Ritzei, and you forgot Yalav Yavo. V'lo nizkar ad shehizkir hatov ha-meitiv. You didn't realize your mistake until you began hatov ha-meitiv. Eino chozer, you don't go back, because l'maisa, you said Ritzei for Shabbos, which is ma'akiv. You didn't say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, which is not ma'akiv, and therefore you just go weiter. Continues the Mechaber. Oh, let's see what Mishnah Berurah on that. The top of 186. So in that case, Eino Chozer. Kemo Bechol Rosh Chodesh Kesheshachach. Like any other Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yavo, we just learned you don't go back. The fact that it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, as long as you said Ritzei, That's and then you forgot Yalav Yavo. It's fine. It's just like a regular Rosh Chodesh. You forgot Yalav Yavo. You don't go back. V'afa gavde ba'hu yom lo sagi de lo ochil pas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chiddush here is, even though on this day of Rosh Chodesh, which also is Shabbos, is an absolute chiyuv to eat bread, hahim mishum Shabbosi, that chiyuv to eat bread on that day is only a chiyuv midin Shabbos. V'lav mishum Rosh Chodesh, has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. The achilas pas Rosh Chodesh leka chiyuva, there is no chiyuv to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. V'shal Shabbos ar hizkir. So we don't factor in the fact that there's a chiyuv to eat bread on that day, therefore you're required to go back for everything. Whatever caused the chiyuv, that's what you have to go back for. The chiyuv was din Shabbos. You have to go back for Ritzei. It happens to be Rosh Chodesh. If you got Yav Yavu, the chiyuv achilas bread on that day is not because of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you would not have to go back for Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mechaber, right to the top line on 186. V'im shochach shel Shabbos v'nizkar kodem shehisla tova v'im shochach gam shel Shabbos. So now in this case, not only did you forget Yav Yavu for Rosh Chodesh, you also forgot Ritzei for Shabbos. V'nizkar kodem shehisla tova meitiv, and you realize your mistake before you began the bracha tova meitiv. Kolo Rosh Chodesh im Shabbos va'omer. You include Rosh Chodesh in the bracha of Shabbos, and you say as follows: Shenosan Shabbos osumnucha v'roshe chadoshim lezikaron. The impasach ba'tova meitiv. But if you already started the next bracha ba'tova meitiv, then since you left off Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, Choser LaRosh Birchas HaMazon, you go back to the beginning of benching, Umazkir Shel Shabbos Vishal Rosh Chodesh. Even though you're only going back for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is not Ma'akeh, but Lomaisa, since you're benching again, the first benching wasn't good, you go back and you say, the second time around, you say Ritzei and you say Yalav Yavo. Let's finish up the Mechaber. V'yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, Shem Shochach Shel Shabbos V'Rosh Chodesh, if you in fact forgot Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, V'nizkar Kodem Sheisra Atov HaMetiv, and you realize your mistake before Atov HaMetiv, Omer Shenosan Shabbos HaSumnucha V'Rosh HaKadosh HaZikaron, you say the regular bracha that we just mentioned, incorporating Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, V'chosem B'Shel Shabbos V'Eino Chosem B'Shel Rosh Chodesh. But in the Chasima, you'll only say Shabbos and you won't say Rosh Chodesh, since normally you never say a chasim on Rosh Chodesh, and now the whole bracha is only coming within Shabbos, not coming within Rosh Chodesh, so you would only end up in the chasima for Shabbos, and you would leave off Rosh Chodesh. Let's stop over here, because the rest is going to get a little more in detail, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.